Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new plans to retake Ramadi. U.S. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the strong U.S. support for Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and for a new offensive by paramilitary forces to recapture the Iraqi city of Ramadi from Islamic State insurgents. The president's declaration came during a meeting Tuesday with top security advisors. A U.S. military spokesman says retaking Ramadi will be difficult because fleeing Iraqi forces left a lot of American military equipment in the hands of the Islamic State. A court in Kabul has sentenced 11 police officers, including a district police chief, to 1 year in jail over the mob beating of a woman earlier this year. Eight others were set free. The judge found that the 11 guilty officers had neglected their duty to protect 27-year-old Farkunda from the March 19th attack. The attack was sparked by false accusations that the woman had desecrated the Quran. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged six Chinese nationals with economic espionage and threat of trade secrets for allegedly accessing secret U.S. technologies and sharing them with universities and companies controlled by the Chinese government. Unsealing the indictment filed last month, U.S. officials in Washington announced the charges Tuesday. The defendants are all Chinese nationals. Thousands of Burundians have defied authorities and have marched through the capital Bujumbura, demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza step down. Police fired tear gas and beat protesters who say they will remain in the streets until the president withdraws his plan to seek another term. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide car bomber struck Tuesday near Afghanistan's justice ministry, killing at least four people and wounding more than 50. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan police and hospital officials say the bomb exploded in the car park of the ministry in Kabul and most of the victims were civilians. The explosion occurred as employees were departing at the end of the workday. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui gave details of the attack. Siddiqui says a police investigation has concluded a suicide bomber in an explosive-packed car detonated the device. This was one of several attacks on employees of the Afghan justice system in this month. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Police in the U.S. state of Texas say they are bracing for more motorcycle gang violence in the wake of a deadly shootout between rival bikers that left nine people dead 2 days ago. A police spokesman said the gangs are engaged in a turf war for supremacy in the state. The U.S. State Department has proposed releasing private emails from U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in early 2016. The State Department made the proposal late Monday in response to a lawsuit filed under the Freedom of Information Act. Clinton's emails became the subject of controversy earlier this year when it was revealed that during her term as Secretary of State, she conducted much of her communications over a private email account. The Ethiopian government is being criticized for repressing dissidents, imprisoning journalists, and intimidating political opponents ahead of elections. Marta Vandervolf reports.
We know an additional that was not invited to this.
Ethiopian opposition parties taking part in the upcoming elections have accused the government of systematically harassing, intimidating, and imprisoning their members and supporters. Human Rights Watch researcher Felix Horn says the government uses a variety of techniques to make it difficult for opposition parties to operate.
Opposition parties have also reported having difficulties registering candidates. It's been very difficult to have demonstrations or rallies. You know, permits have been denied.
The government has always denied the allegations. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
The United Nations is intensifying pressure on Southeast Asian governments that have been reluctant to come to the rescue of refugees and migrants stranded at sea. A joint statement Tuesday by a coalition of UN agencies directly appealed to the leaders of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand to reverse their policies of pushing back the boats full of desperate people. All three countries have drawn international condemnation for turning away migrants in recent days. Governments fear their shores will be overwhelmed if the refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh are allowed to disembark. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.